from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from two donors. The first is the family of the late Ken Wellesley from Whitby, Ontario, in loving memory of Ken Wellesley and for the living and deceased members of the Folly family. The second is an anonymous donor from California for the conversion of sinners and for the Church. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. And we begin with the sign of our salvation in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us pause for a moment and ask our loving God to hear our prayers as we pay close attention to Him when we pray to Him as a beautiful, intimate dialogue, and we ask for forgiveness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the point is this. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, they scatter abroad, they give to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are those who fear the Lord. righteousness endures forever. Thy name is exalted in
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I know a very holy and pious lady who often tells me that she prays, or rather, she says 3 rosaries a day, including, of course, one of them for me and for my brother priests. And because we have such a good relationship, I once just dared her. I said, "So you say 3 rosaries a day, how many do you pray?" She looks at me and said, "I count each one of those beads as I go along, and sometimes, I admit, my mind will drift. But then again, I stop myself from that travel that I do free with my mind, and I can come back and focus again on the prayer." Can you relate to that? Does your mind sometimes drift, or do you lose track of the prayer that you are saying, or the rosaries, and how many you've done, how many beads you've done? Do you keep in mind who you are talking to, this beautiful dialogue with God and our Blessed Mother? Prayer, my dear friends, is a very special dialogue with Jesus, with Mary, and all the saints. It's like having a conversation with a friend. Imagine if the friend with whom you are having this conversation, with who you love very much, is we're having a chat, and it's happened to me so many times that is in the middle of the chat, and when you're trying to discuss something, they pick up the cell phone as if you weren't already there and continue on talking to the other individual and cut you off. Not very nice, is it? Or when you go to church and do you acknowledge Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? Or are you more concerned about in the days when you could still go to church, which will be sung again? Or do you acknowledge the people who are sitting in the pews before you go into your own pew? And sometimes just in the middle of the aisle, you'll stop and then look up and then do one of these and then go away. I don't know what this is, but just do it and you go away. And then you may have a little prayer. Who's there waiting for us? Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He might be saying, hello, I'm here. Hello, come, welcome to my home. See, Jesus invites us to consider our prayer life and our gestures, especially when we are in his presence. Our conversation with God is so life-giving and so saving for our spirituality. Are we sincere where, like others who do things out of tradition, unlike them, are we sincere, or are we doing things out of habit in our prayer life? And again, in our gestures, especially coming into the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. As our lives return to normality really soon, and thanks be to God, consider your own practice and prayers in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, present there for us, not for display, but for us to visit and to be with him. If you can, as you walk into the church, genuflect, going right down to the floor with one knee, and just pause and say, thank you for granting that I be in your presence once more, dear Lord. And you might be saying, oh, I have a problem with my leg, I have a problem with my back, I can't genuflect, maybe I'm too old, maybe the walker doesn't allow me to. Well, that's okay. Then just stop, dead stop, and a nice bow acknowledging that you are in the presence of royalty. Yes, that's God, above and beyond royalty. So when you've done that, make the meaningful sign of the cross, acknowledging the Blessed Trinity here, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all the way through in a beautiful gesture. See, Jesus tells us how much we should love him by acknowledging him in our lives and in our hearts and in our gestures. And most of all, don't worry about the other people. It's between you and Almighty God. How you communicate, how you venerate him, how you acknowledge him in your lives, because it is about your relationship with him. And that's what prayer life is about. Because when you think of what you're saying, who you are talking to, God will listen. And eventually, you will have that answer in your lives, and especially for those who you pray for. You know, I'm still very, very grateful to my friend who I'm sure is participating in this Mass right now, as she does on a regular basis. As she so clearly replied, I will continue to pray the Rosary every day. Yes. Sometimes my mind will wander, and it's a good thing because I'm still very much alert. But when I catch myself, I come back. I come back and I continue to focus on the one who I'm praying to all the time, our Lord Jesus and his mother. So don't give up in your prayers, and please remember, God is listening. Are you? Let us pray. We pray, dear friends, for Pope Francis, for his protection and well-being. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of our generous sponsors from Whitby, Ontario, and from California, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who find prayer to be a difficult and great gesture, that they may open their hearts to our loving God, we pray to the Lord. And the prayer intentions for this month of June is for all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those who are facing significant transitions in their activities, health and relationships, or finances. We pray to the Lord. For our beloved death, that they may rest in peace, we pray to the Lord. In praise of our Blessed Mother, let's focus and pray to her because she's always waiting to hear our prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for to you, goodness, we receive the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and comfort, God, and set the blood of your life, may I sacrifice in your sight this day to be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his religion.
Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries, for whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let me lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although we have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your and death and resurrection of your Son, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
If you are with someone, greet them with a gesture of peace, and if you're alone, just think of someone you wish to be at peace with.
Take away the sins of the world.
the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring me to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen. Let us join together in this prayer to Saint Joseph. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread, one in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.